Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for another day in union with you. Thank you, we're no longer alone. You've called us out of darkness, and you've brought us into all the goodness of heaven, every spiritual blessing, everything pertaining to life and godliness, just as you predestined us in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this goodness, and thank you that we can be mindful of your goodness in every way today, so as to be rivers in the desert and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, my sweetie, thank you.
We are reading Philippians 4 from verse 9 to 13 out of the Amplified. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned about me before, but you had no opportunity to show it. Not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or uneasy. Regardless of my circumstances, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times, and I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having in abundance or being in need. I can do all things which He has called me to do, through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is so beautiful, the writings of Paul in this whole passage. But just first, the very first one there, this is reading from the Amplified. It's so beautiful just to see, you know, Paul ran the race to the end. Paul was an example, and as one of the first examples, it was the prophet spoke about this goodness of God coming, and they all in the kingdom, and then Jesus came, and He showed this wonderful picture in every way, in love, in His sending, in the works that He done, in His obedience, and that's all was for us. And then comes the apostles, of which the last of them was Paul. But I like him, and I'm sure we all can witness with him. It's because he didn't know Jesus in the flesh, but then he got to know Jesus in the spirit. And so his words here in the first verse that Anita read is just showing that he is an example for us, because many can't relate to walking in Jesus' footsteps and doing the works that he done, because they loved as much as him. But here Paul is a proof of that, and he's in the kingdom. And even the demons recognized him. They, at one time when these guys came to cast the demons out, and that there, the demons said, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who are you? So what I'm trying to say here is just, his letters, brothers and sisters, are so important, because much of the gospel and Jesus' words has been turned and confused in these last 2,000 years. But Paul comes and he clarifies there what's available to us in Christ Jesus. And he gave his life ultimately like Jesus, but no one could die like Jesus, because Jesus died for us. All mankind, all sin, all darkness he dealt with. But Paul's life was just showing that a life in union with the Lord is the life of our design and the life of our dreams, guys. So it's important, read the words of Paul. And that's why he actually says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So he is an example. One of the first examples of the new creation, this beautiful species, the bride that God brought about through sending his son. God said, stop your nonsense. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, stop your nonsense. I'm making a new way open for you so that you guys can come home, be in the kingdom, and flow together with the Godhead and be a unique fragrance bringing about the kingdom on earth. And then also, this last part is just so beautiful. This last verse Danita read, many people would just take the one scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So that's what some translations say. But then we can have a context of just thinking we can just go do what we want to do because God is there to strengthen us. But here in the Amplified, the TPT, and many other translations, you can see the context. It's so important. It's saying that with God in our lives, because he has taken hold of us, just like he took hold of Paul, what we can handle, whatever situation we face, through him who gives us strength, we go through the valley of the shadow of death. We experience a table before us because he is our shepherd. Goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. Can you see the context? We no longer our own. We bought with a price. And now because we are at home and we are valuable and we are priceless, actually. We've got a unique purpose, a name written in heaven that brings about God's goodness in our lives, so that it can be manifested here on earth. So it's vital we stay in tune with God and we are led by him. We are inspired by him and we flow together with him. And the grace of God is not in vain when we work together with the Lord. When we work together with the Lord, the grace of God is to our gain, because the grace of God is our sufficiency. Answers God has got. It's a unique story God has got for us. That's what's coming to pass in our lives. Amen. So be blessed to know you've come home. Stay in tune. A mindset on him is kept in total peace, and stay in the peace and flow in the peace and be the light giver and be a river of peace in this world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses us to conquer every difficulty. Amen.
Amen.